Thank you for joining me this evening, Dr. Kleiner. May I present tonight's feast, Whataburger Super Mega Meals?
I'm quite humbled, although I must say, Whataburger? I'm sure a man such as yourself could have found a more self-respecting choice, perhaps.
Dr. Kleiner, to even think that Whataburger is anything other than perfection is simply ignorant. You, as a man of science, out of all the people, should know this.
It is garbage, and you know it. There are several more palpable and far better tasting alternatives any man can drive to with the same amount of effort as if they were to go to Whataburger.
You only say this because your taste palate has been poisoned by lesser auxiliary burger joints like McDonald's or Burger King. And the question isn't about effort or drive to go to Whataburger. People go to Whataburger because it is simply quality.
I'll have you know, I grew up in California. We only had In-N-Out Burger. Do you think anyone who had any self-preservation would harm their gut in such a manner as eating McDonald's when we've already had the cream of the crop? Are you mad?
That's it, isn't it, Doctor? Your liberalism has led you to believe In-N-Out is the best. I should kick your fucking ass.
You devious rapscallion pencil-pushing, conniving little muckspout. You should have died that day in Black Mesa, resorting to violence to solve a debate about burgers. Are you kidding me?
It's not my fault I have pride for my place of origin, especially for a place of such high honor and respect.
We're civil, in a civil society. I'm quite ashamed to think of you as a fellow human being due to your predisposed attitude towards someone not liking a burger place because they aren't from Texas.
Burgers must be made with estrogen. That's a girl hormone, you sissy pansy. Go back to being a man.
Hey, fellas, have any of you seen the bathroom? I've been out for like 3 days, and every single one in this damn citadel is full. I'm not kidding, it's like an active nuclear warhead down there.